Developing spiritual qualities.
Does everyone have the same potential for development of the qualities of reason, will, and emotion?
The guide. No, there are basic types. Each divine spirit was created perfect in one way, yet each was a distinct being, a personality in his own right with different talents and characteristics. But there was no disharmony in the distribution of currents. The highest angel of the active forces is not disharmonious in his activity, as an unpurified human being would be with an overactive current. He is just perfect in his own way, a specialist in his activity, which excludes the possibility of a disharmonious overemphasis. It is the same with the highest representatives of the three aspects discussed in Pathwork Lecture number 43, Three Basic Personality Types, Reason, Will, Emotion. The perfection of the reason personality would be the angel of wisdom. The perfection of the emotion personality would be the angel of love. The perfection of the will personality would be the angel of courage.
What are bodhisattvas?
The guide. The word you use, we have different terms, designates a special type of being in the divine world. All created beings had originally a particular divine aspect, specially developed, and the purpose of creation was that each being would complement the creation by furthering other aspects through development, so that perfection would be reached not only in one aspect, but in all. This is how the power of creation could have been used by all beings, but was only used by those who did not abuse this power. Absolute perfection exists only in God and in Christ, who has most of the divine substance. The perfection of all other beings is a relative one, but it could become perfect by their becoming co-creators. The so-called bodhisattvas are beings endowed with certain particular aspects of divinity, each representing a different one. This one aspect is their particular force with which they help in the great plan of salvation in very special ways and by various and special means. But until the plan reaches its completion, the pure beings use their efforts to help others with their particular strengths. The plan of creation will only come to its full conclusion as each being perfects himself or herself in all ways. Except for God, only Christ is perfect in all ways and has all talents completely developed. All other beings have their characteristics with which they were created, God leaving it up to them, that is, all of us, to continue His creation ourselves by developing all other characteristics, aspects, or talents in a perfect way. So it is not quite correct to say that all created beings were once completely perfect, as the Absolute is. We were perfect in our own ways, which, of course, is always relative. You can be perfect within the frame of your present development, for instance, but that does not mean that you are absolutely perfect. Someone of a much lower development than any one of you here can be relatively perfect compared to others of whom more can be expected. So, perfection remains relative as long as the plan of creation is not fulfilled, except with God and Christ. This should answer your question, for the beings you have mentioned are perfect only in some ways, while Christ is perfect in all ways.